I'm here with Tymarcus Newton, one of our seventh graders at Warsaw Elementary School. And I'm going to ask Tymarcus a few questions. You ready, Tymarcus?
Yes, sir.
Okay, make sure you talk loud.
All right.
How is middle school different from elementary school?
You got to adapt, like, because you are learning more, and just, like, the environment around the people and the teachers, like, they all change, like, and elementary school, if you, like, bump into somebody, you could just say, excuse me, and be over, but, like, in middle school, if you bump into somebody, they're ready to fight, or it's just, like, chaos for little petty things that could be easily resolved with our apology. And then they continue on and on and on for no reason. And that other person just hold grudges and stuff. And the teachers in elementary school, they like hold your hand and stuff like that. But when you get to middle school, I feel like that's when you start to get on your own, start to experience more on your own.
That's awesome. Awesome. So talk a little bit about your middle school friendships. What is middle school? You mentioned a little bit about how people have beef and stuff with, they get fights over petty stuff, but what is middle school like with friends and socially?
From my experience, to be honest, I only hang around like girls because I feel like girls, they just have, like, you can talk and play with them in a way that you can't talk and play with boys. Like, if you say something, they will, like, spread it to something that was made out of nothing. Like, that really didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then the whole school and everything, they're like, ooh. But I have no problem, though. I hang with boys and girls, but mostly my friends are girls.
So how do you typically resolve conflict with friends?
To be honest, me and my friends don't have conflicts because that's why they're my friends. If I see if I'm going to have a potential problem with that friend, I'm just gonna like, no, I don't want to be friends. But I have had a prior argument with one of my friends, but now we're like, that's my best friend now.
Cool. Describe your classes. What are they like?
My first class is... it's boring, but we have a good time when we're doing the work. Like, if the teacher could just put some more excitement in her voice. But we have fun while we're doing the work, and she breaks it down where we can explain it. My second class is math, and I like that class because Mr. Houston, he breaks everything down. He just does it. If we need help, he does it. Just say one thing and then goes to another. He makes sure that we have the what we need to do the worksheet right.
That's awesome.
My third period class is science. We have a fun time in there. I just wish that the teacher, he would teach us more than just giving us worksheets and tests and stuff like that. Because we can't learn if he's not teaching us. My fourth class is social studies, and that's the best class because we have Mr. Farney as a teacher. And he's like, he breaks everything down to us, but he expresses it in a funny way. If he see he's like, you're not having a bad day, he'll say something funny just to make you laugh.
That's awesome. I really appreciate you sharing that. And last question, what typically consumes most of your time or thoughts throughout the day? Like, what are you thinking about throughout each day? What worries you? What excites you?
What excites me is seeing the people I talk to at school. And what worries me is just, like I said before, little petty people just trying to get on my nerves. But most of the time, I'm worried about getting this work done and staying out of trouble.
That's good. Final thoughts? Any last thing you want to share?
No.
Cool.